KCRW sponsors include Searchlight Pictures, presenting the new movie, The Greatest Hits. Music takes us places. What if it could literally take you back in time? The Greatest Hits is a hypnotic journey through the connection between love, music, and memory. Now streaming on Hulu.
I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of The Wall Street Journal. Call it bias if you choose, but any Cinderella with Cate Blanchett as the wicked stepmother could not be bad. In fact, Disney's new live-action version is, for the most part, surprisingly good, even though it's no replacement for the studio's 1950 animated classic and doesn't pretend to be. So where did this film go right? The multiple answers to that question begin with the director, Kenneth Branagh, whose early theater training shows. He set a tone of lushly sustainable fantasy that's sometimes affecting, frequently witty, never cloying, nearly free of self-comment, and completely free of irony. What couldn't be righter is the presence of Lily James in the title role. Impossibly lovely, be she cindered or begowned in cerulean splendor, and possessed of a luminous spirit that burns even brighter than her backlighting, this lovely actress hits a sweet spot of plausible earnestness in the midst of extravagant Disneyness. She'll be familiar to fans of Downton Abbey as Lady Rose McClare. Richard Madden from Game of Thrones is a handsome prince and more than sufficiently charming. Sophie McShera, who's another Downton Abbey actress, and Holiday Grainger get to wear gleefully garish frocks as the stepsisters Drizella and Anastasia. And then there's Cate Blanchett, definitively imperious and resplendently malign, in a green gown, gold gloves, and flaming red hair gathered in a snood and topped by arching feathers. Like so many others in the cast, Blanchett benefits from Sandy Powell's sensational costumes, but the main thing she brings to the production is terrific acting. There's really no one like her working today, and when she's on screen, there's no way you can take your eyes off her. I haven't mentioned Helena Bonham Carter's fairy godmother until now because she's less amusing than problematic. The screenplay, written by Chris Weitz, makes her the sole source of self-comment. "Who am I?" she asks, repeating Cinderella's question. "I should think you would have worked that one out by now. I'm your fairy godmother." The role isn't particularly funny, though, and Bonham Carter keeps rushing her lines. She doesn't seem comfortable with them. In the Department of Sexual Politics, this Cinderella may be bland for some tastes. Far from advancing a feminist manifesto, the film settles for its heroine following the advice of her dying mother to have courage and be kind. Still, that's not the worst thing in the world for a girl to do, and I must say I was grateful for Disney's dispensing with its usual sermon of self-empowerment. The physical production is anything but bland. It was designed by the great Dante Ferretti and photographed by Harris Zambarlikos. Its gorgeousness is enhanced by digital effects that are used judiciously in the case of cute mice and lavishly in the pumpkin to coach transition, which introduces Cinderella to the joys of first-class travel. I'm Joe Morgenstern. I'll be back on KCRW next week with more reviews.
KCRW sponsors include Searchlight Pictures, presenting the new movie, The Greatest Hits. Music takes us places. What if it could literally take you back in time? The Greatest Hits is a hypnotic journey through the connection between love, music, and memory. Now streaming on Hulu.